Ruby Waters, stopping with your entourage.
Yeah, my band.
Are you having a good time so far?
Yeah, it's been really, really, really crazy and fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, full send.
How about, like, just touring the prairies at minus fucking 40?
Yeah.
What are some of the trials and tribulations of that?
It's great. It's fucking cold.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah.
People are super nice. Yeah, I've never been in the prairies in the winter. Just driven through, like, on the Trans-Canada once in the winter, but... Well, I've been up this way in the cold only the summer, so it's a first.
Love to point out that it indeed minus 40 with the wind chill, and it is still fall.
Well,
it's technically still fall.
Whoever
we have not even hit winter yet.
Whoever says that needs to get checked.
Are you based in Toronto?
Yes and no. Like, yeah, but we'll be moving to Pemberton soon.
Pemberton.
Do some house sitting for a couple months, and then maybe move to Golden if I can convince Jack to move to Golden, and then if not, maybe... Maybe just back to Whistler. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Back to Whistler.
Yeah, last winter we were in Whistler, but it was fucking expensive and stuff, so.
So, is the house sitting, is that something that, like, a personal connection?
Yeah,
or,
okay. Yeah, a friend of mine's going to Hawaii for a couple months. She's got a dog
Sounds
and a cat.
Nice.
I know, right? But yeah, she's got a trailer in the middle of nowhere, do some hibernating and... Not talk to fucking anyone after all this
And this isn't new, right? You've done this a little bit for a while now?
The tour? Lived
kind of between BC and Ontario?
Yeah, I've spent like summers there and then go back and flip-flop. But it's coming. I can feel it. I'm going to settle out there soon, hopefully. But we'll see.
What's the longest stretch that you've like lived in BC for?
Like 4 months.
Okay. But you did all your growing up in Ontario, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And Shelburne? Like Northern Quebec too, but mostly Shelburne, yeah.
Why Northern Quebec?
It's where my mom's mom is from.
Interesting.
Chapeau, yeah.
You speak French?
Nah. I can understand it, but I really fumbled the bag on that one.
Were you ever strongly encouraged to learn it, or was it a...
No, it was never like, you should learn it, but now I'm mad because I want to know.
You still got time.
Yeah.
The apps are like video games.
I guess. But like, I want to be able to go to Montreal and, hear what people are saying.
Yeah,
if they're talking
fair.
Shit about me or
I was
not.
Just going to say, if people are talking shit, because I grew up Dutch heritage. Mm-hmm. I could never speak Dutch, but my mom and my grandma would all the time.
They used it
And I could
you.
Tell exactly when they started talking about me, because the line was rot kindra. And I did eventually look that up, and it meant rotten kid.
Oh, wow.
Rot kindra.
What did you do?
I have no idea. I was
What's
an angel.
With you? I'm kidding.
It was totally miscommunicated,
You're an angel.
But yes, a complete
angel.
It's
all that devil's music you were listening to in the 80s.
Might have been a little bit of that.
Yeah. Cool guy.
Yeah, well, I can kind of tell, but I want to be able to really, really know.
Yeah, totally.
One day.
Northern Quebec, though, like, I feel like it would be very hard to live there not knowing the
I know,
the
right?
Language.
Well, it was more like Francophone. It was like broken, a little split between English, French. But I was there for like the summers usually until I was like 10. But yeah, a lot of Shelburne, though. Lots of Shelburne. Orangeville, shout out.
Were you gigging there when you were growing up?
Yeah. I was busking like nonstop at all the farmers markets.
Yep.
And I started busking downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the Brampton Go to go bus downtown and then come back. And it was,
This is before the big expansions.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
The expansions.
Yeah.
Before. I went busking like last year just to get back to the roots. And it was like same shit.
So, and then the busking, like, was that just a necessity? Like, what was your drive to do that?
It was... Get some Skrilla, get my bag up, and then also, but it was like, also it's good to like meet people. Like, I got gigs through busking, meeting people and stuff. But I did busk for rent for like 6 months in Kensington, and I was I would always fuck up too. Like, it'd be like 2 days till rent, and I'd be like, I have to busk extra for these 2 days. I spent all my money. It was tough to control it, but it was good. It was fun.
Crazy. I mean, that sounds like you paid your dues.
I would like to, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
And then, so your parents are very musical, right?
Yep.
Were they at one point like professional musicians?
Yeah, my mom like still is. She's still going around to seniors' homes and to legions and.
That's amazing.
Doing the thing. She's still doing it. Sometimes my dad will go and play with her. just like old times.
But yeah.
He likes to stay in. But yeah, they're super musical. My mom still sings at church every Sunday.
Sweet.
Were you a church singer?
No, I never sang at church.
Interesting.
Never sang at church. I was an altar server until I was like 10. And then, yeah, not at all.
Why didn't you sing there? Because you've been singing.
I don't know. I was like usually playing downstairs at the church. Like I wasn't like.
Youth group, baby.
Yeah, I don't know. I was doing Sunday school, like teaching kids how to fucking draw and color. Like they couldn't figure that out on their own.
Teaching them the good word.
Yeah, it was that. I don't know. It was. I just didn't really sing in church too much with her. But yeah, she's still gigging. Heavy
and was that the type of music that you had around the house growing up? Or
yeah, like a lot of country and stuff, which is why I think I kind of like naturally as like a little brat was like I'll do fucking anything but country
because
I just was around it. But now when I hear it, I'm like, oh,
well,
reminds me of growing up.
I looked at one of the big claims to fame of Shelburne, and it's the Canadian Fiddling Championships, which did not find its way into your
Fiddle Fest.
I went to Fiddle. Oh, I got Fiddle Fest was so fun.
You got what?
I got great. Yeah, it was fun, but they kind of stopped doing it. But Fiddle Fest was a really good time.
Damn, that sounds pretty cool.
One of my buddies was a good fiddler too. So
no fiddlers amazing. Amongst us.
No fiddlers amongst us. No.
Okay.
All right.
No, all right. Not today.
No fiddle maybe in the time. Ruby Waters repertoire.
Maybe one day.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? That sounds like I'm a little familiar with that area. I have really good friends that live outside of Mount Forest.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Where?
Right now, they are in Harrison,
okay.
I think.
Yeah, that's on your way to London there?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, we go out there, try and visit them usually once a year. I really like that
part. I wasn't a townie. I was like in between Shelburne and Mount Forest, kind of.
Oh, okay,
so,
okay, cool.
On a dirt road. Yeah, a little
very nice.
Road. Yeah.
And these are legit small towns, right? Like I always,
because
I'm a prairie kid, so
they're
I grew
tiny.
Up in like small.
Yeah.
But I always hear people refer to small Ontario towns as a 25,000 population.
No.
I'm
no.
like, that's not a.
No.
Like, we're talking like 4,000 or 5,000.
Harrison,
6,000.
Yeah. Harrison,
even
I don't
less.
Even. I would say like less than a. I don't want to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Probably like 1,000, dude. I would think.
Well,
like, it's
and it,
really small.
Yeah, super small.
Shelburne's actually the. Number one fastest growing town in Ontario and the fourth fastest growing town in Canada.
And what's fueling that? The fiddle's gone.
It's
like, why would people come?
It's
close
it's
to the
sprawl.
City.
It's
yeah,
sprawl.
I don't know.
Is it to sprawl?
Oh, 100%.
So when you say expansion, then are you mean?
I was
like,
talking about transit. Or like
so transit.
Transit.
So
yeah.
Transit is coming out.
It used to be that you could only get from what Hamilton to Oshawa or Whitby on
by
the
bus.
No, on the GO train.
Oh, the train goes to like Georgetown.
Does it also go to Guelph now?
Yeah,
Guelph.
It goes to Guelph.
There's a Brampton line.
Brampton, yeah, of course.
There's the
good old Brampton.
Fucking airport.
Yeah.
Airport line.
The UP Express.
Yeah.
You
it's
know,
wild.
You know so lots of them.
I grew up in
okay, this all makes sense.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't fucking so, more than
here for Red Deer.
So
yeah.
Driving
I like
distance.
Maps.
Yeah.
I like maps.
Driving distance then, Shelburne into Toronto proper. What would the driving distance be?
What, hour and a half?
Yeah, just about.
Okay. Because it's so funny, you don't see that here at all. We've got Edmonton and Calgary as major hubs on either side, but if you're from a small town and you want to get there,
think about it
good
this
luck.
Way. Like,
you're on your own.
I remember probably 8-9 years ago now hearing about people I knew that were moving to Barrie, and working in the city, which seemed crazy to me at the time. Because
well,
growing up, Barrie was the gateway to cottage country.
It is.
Felt like it, anyways.
Yeah, it's. I mean, Barrie. Oh boy, I've had a couple times in Barrie. I wouldn't move there. I got a Barrie phone number right now, though. But
really?
Like, But yeah, I mean, you could do that, but that drive would suck. Drive would suck.
Yeah.
But again, you can't afford to live in Toronto. You gotta go out somewhere. And then if you are in Barrie, you're close to pretty shit like Algonquin Park, all that.
Right. Yeah.
All the good stuff.
So when you go to Pemberton, you said you're gonna hibernate, so that means you're not like making music.
I'm gonna be like making music.
You're making, but you're not gonna be performing.
No.
In
yeah,
Pemberton.
Not once.
Revive the Pemberton Music Fest.
There'd be busking opportunities there. Would you ever go back
in Pemberton?
I don't know about that,
like I'm
that.
Thinking of like even little places like Golden and just thinking of like
yeah,
places
Golden.
Like farmers
bus.
Markets and all that
we
kind
could
of stuff.
Bus.
That you'd,
yeah.
Like would that ever be a way that you would let's say you've written something and you want to try it out?
I honestly, when I was younger, yeah, but now no. I'm all weird now. Yeah, it's crazy. Like when I was younger, I was like I would be so scared to go on a big stage and then always playing around campfires and stuff for the homies for hours on end.
Yeah.
And then as time's gone on, I'm like kind of like switched. I'm like more comfortable playing.
Oh, really?
On a big stage with a bunch of people I don't know than around for my besties, for my homies around a fire, because it's like this pressure now because I've been playing shows and shit. So
interesting. So yeah, like,
but
tonight,
I gotta get back to it. It's gonna keep going. It's gonna circle back. I'm
to
sure.
Busking.
I am sure one day it'll circle back to like fires and busking,
just
and all these stages will be gone. You know.
I mean, maybe sure that might be a healthy perspective.
Yeah.
At this point in your career,
it's good
because you've had a pretty big year.
I've had a good year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, big time. And that EP has only been out for what, 2 weeks, a week?
Oh yeah, it's. I already put out all the singles on it except for one.
Okay, I was gonna ask if there was more coming.
There's just one I just threw out there, but hopefully gonna have an album by next spring, and I'm really excited about that.
Interesting.
Just focus on that after this.
Any of your crew here involved in the making of new music?
Yeah, Marcus. Fucking Lacombe boy there. He
that's your new name.
Helped me with
there's t-shirts.
Heather.
T-shirts are getting made up as we speak. Lacombe boy.
Yeah.
And he was there when we wrote Breathe, and that's a song hopefully coming out in a little bit. And you threw down some guitar on there and stuff. Yeah.
Good job, dude.
Stu threw down drums on Breathe. I am not old. I think you may have.
Man, I love that.
I think
so
you did.
So much.
Pretty sure.
No recollection.
I don't know.
It's funny. I work, I'm in radio, and so we'll be driving around, and I'll have a commercial I voiced that'll come out, and my kids will be like, oh, Dad, that's you. And I'm like, I got no recollection of voicing this at all whatsoever, but yeah, that's definitely my voice.
Yeah.
It's
right?
Funny. Just because you do so much, right? Right?
There's lots to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is Heather a real person? Was a real person?
Heather hypothetically started as a person that I would like to think is real.
Okay.
Okay. All
right. From the 80s that loves to party and likes to make love. And
with a heart.
Yeah. And likes to have a really good time. And she's a little dramatic. And then like the more I wrote it, I was like, oh shit. I'm definitely writing a bit about me, but not all of it. But like, yeah, Heather is real. All right, we'll leave it at that. Heather's real.
The concept of Heather is real.
It's good to have.
She is hypothetically real.
It's good. It's good to have fuck songs.
Yeah.
Right. Like I listen to Harder, and I'm like, okay, well, it's a love song.
I've been writing a lot of fuck songs.
Like love songs are great.
Yeah.
But there's something to be said about a fuck song.
Yeah, I've been getting lucky with someone that knows how to fuck. And so, yeah, the songs just keep pumping out.
Pumping out about it.
It's been a good year.
He's pumping, I'm pumping, everyone's pumping. And it's been working out. Yeah.
I think we have the title for this week's episode. Everybody's pumping.
Everybody's pumping.
Yeah. There'll be shirts getting made for that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the fan reaction to what sound like deeply personal songs? What's that reaction been like?
People are down. People like them, man.
Yeah. You get lots of questions about them?
No. I feel like they're pretty self-explanatory. But nothing crazy. No crazy questions yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not like have you ever struggled with being that open with your content or that transparent?
No, I guess like I don't know. I'm just giving less and less of a fuck as I grow older. But when I was younger, I was definitely like, oh, maybe I'll put out stuff that caters a little more to everyone and not just like, you know, like more PG-13 shit.
Okay, okay.
But you know, that's been done now.
Yeah, yeah.
Time to not care and put out whatever I want.
When you like so. And correct me if I'm wrong, but when that video went viral on Reddit, that was, what, 4 years ago? Five?
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Something like that. Were you a Redditor at the time? Like, was that a big deal to you at the time?
I was not a Redditor at the time, but I had homies that were Redditors. Redditors?
Yeah,
at the time they were. And so that's pretty cool. I go on Reddit when I... Some of those threads are they're so funny.
Mm-hmm.
There's some good Reddit threads. So now I've learned. I understand it a bit more.
But no. Definitely not a typical spot for music to break, right?
Like,
I think, honestly,
really
that was
depends.
One of the first times I'd ever heard of a song actually breaking.
Super random.
On Reddit.
Very random, yeah.
It's. I'd say that maybe 4 or 5 times a year I see a song, like, jump up to the front page.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just based on people, like, lose their minds over it. So, yeah, it is pretty rare. It's not, like, as easy or appears as easy as going viral on TikTok.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Which seems like that's just... I don't know.
It's not my thing.
You're not a big TikToker?
I'm good. The clock, my clock TikTok, so that's fucking it. I don't know. Not my thing.
You talk
TikTok.
About, you know, the connection that people will have to your music, and you want, obviously, to form some kind of bond and build, right? What was a song for you that did that for you? A song that you connected with that kind of helped you get through? And feel that connection to music.
There's been so many, you know. Honestly, okay, this guy named Benjamin Todd from, like, Texas or some shit.
Yeah.
He's very folky. But it's been, he's been awesome to get to know the past couple years. He has 3 albums, and they're just, like, they're pretty intense. But it's some of the best poetry I've ever heard. And
yeah.
I don't know. I was like, holy fuck, you're sad. And I really like his music. It makes me feel a lot better. Yeah. Yeah,
Benjamin Todd.
Yeah,
you familiar?
Not familiar. We'll check it out.
Yeah, he's intense, but he's great.
Very cool. Yeah. Are you off the Casamigos train, or are you still?
I was never okay. Spoiler. I was never really like on it too hard, but like the times I was on it, it was great. But like we put it on the rider, but like, oh man, it's expensive.
Yeah, it is. That's a good bottle of tequila.
I'm not there yet.
Are you getting it on the rider?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh,
sometimes
it's a hit and miss.
Interesting.
It's hit and miss, but it's pretty it's pretty lit when we do get it.
Yeah,
it's
we. Nice.
What's the backup plan then? If it's not Casamigos.
It's just Jose, like cheap.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Tequila was technically, I was saying this the other day. Anyway, tequila was almost not a depressant. It almost didn't enter the realm of, because you know how alcohols are depressant, mm-hmm. There's uppers and down, all that jazz. But tequila almost didn't make it into the depressant. It almost made it into the uppers when they were classifying drugs way back in the day. Because it's just got these properties that stimulate you differently than any other alcohol.
That's crazy. Do you know why?
Like, I do not know.
Process or the ingredients?
Only the gods. Only the tequila
only
gods know.
The tequila gods. George Clooney and the tequila gods.
Yeah. Only the gods know. Yeah, it's crazy. But it does that to me. I get all stoked.
Tequila's fun.
And it's fun as fuck.
Yeah, it's good. We got Ryan. Horny. It was his 30th birthday last year. We got him a bottle of Casamigos.
Nice.
I said, you have to sip this stuff. You
good
can't
choice.
Be shooting this stuff.
It's true.
It is absolutely amazing.
It's just kind of a waste of time if you're shooting it. You got to savor that sweet Clooney flavor.
Yeah, you want to really taste George Clooney.
Pump in some George Clooney.
Pump.
Speaking of kind of getting high, bad segue. You performed on the top of a fucking mountain in Jasper?
Yeah.
How the hell were you helicoptered up there? Did you have to hike up there?
Oh, man, that was, actually one of the funnest. Vivace, they're from Edmonton, actually. They're amazing. Amazing crew of people. And they reached out, and they were like, we'll fly you out. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. And I went. But, yeah, we took the gondola up. And then to get to the peak, we just hiked it. And it was so gnarly. We were like... trading off the amp because it was the vert, like the vert with the amp was rough, but so worth it, so fun.
They
did such a great job of everyone persevered. Bit of tequila. Don't tell Jasper National Park that though.
you put out some videos of you performing from some pretty cool places like Jasper and a really cool bathroom.
Yeah.
Where is that bathroom? Is that your bathroom?
Toronto, the most recent one?
Yeah.
Nope. Toronto, Kensington Market, Midway Tattoo Shop.
Okay.
Your tattoo needs. Yeah, my buddy works there and a couple other friends now that are friends that work there, and it's a great, great tattoo shop.
And a great bathroom.
Great bathroom. Yeah.
I like tattoo shop bathrooms most of the time.
Right?
They go above and beyond bathrooms.
Yeah. You can always have a good time in them.
How did that start, the whole thought process to do it there?
I wanted to do that Heather live in a bathroom. I just didn't know what bathroom. And then I was partying at the shop, and then I was like, oh, perfect. this bathroom's great.
That was the one? There was no scouting of other bathrooms?
There was like a couple other bathrooms in Toronto that totally would have worked, but it wouldn't have been as lax of a process. It would have been like, oh, you don't know. I don't know.
This will be you had an in at that specific bathroom.
Exactly.
This will be the complete opposite experience, but as you guys, you're heading to Calgary now, right? After this is done. Mm-hmm. What do we have here in Red Deer? It's the second... You did a tour of that bathroom.
Oh,
on Gaslin
yeah.
Alley, like the second There's... cleanest or second. Like, we have a claim to fame of a bathroom.
That's
on...
clean?
Like... No, it's like walking into a billionaire's house and going into their, like, third bathroom. It's
a bidet?
It's very nice. No, there's no, no bidet, which
shit.
I docked
you
them
just
serious
walked into something
for that.
Here. Yeah.
There's no bidet. There's no Toto 750H. It's
but
just
it's
a
clean.
Really nice bathroom.
But it
very
does have
clean.
I love like,
a good
a door,
clean
like you
bathroom.
Close the doors a window, but when you close it, then it frosts over.
Where?
As it
where is it?
In Gaslin
we'll
Alley.
We'll get your directions on
the way. Okay, give me the deets.
But the thing is that they compete to have the nicest bathroom in Canada.
Maybe not when I'm done in there.
That's right.
Watch out, Gasoline Alley. We're sending them your way.
Yeah, we're all going to ruin it.
Before we wrap up, I do want to talk about your merch.
Yes.
Because the merch is sick. Like, what's the design process like?
I just wanted some butterflies. I actually have three different butterflies on there that all have really cool traits that I find in myself.
Ooh, okay.
So fucking late when I say
that. Well, are you gonna explain more?
Yeah, the monarch butterflies like to travel.
Okay.
The orange tip butterflies like to spend time in the garden around flowers.
Oh.
And then the 88 butterflies thrive and live off dead shit, and they're really hard to find, and they don't like the public very much. And so, kind of like... Yeah. So
okay.
Kind of like. You
so
know.
You're like the super butterfly, the merging of
I'm
all three
moth.
Butterflies.
I'm a moth. Yeah. I just flock to the light.
So this and like, what about the white shirt, the long sleeve shirt? Because this design is fucking sick.
Yeah, Jacob, our designer, he's awesome. I tagged him on Instagram. If you want to go check him out, he's cool. I wanted just like the tour picture and didn't expect him to add the barbed wire and. Didn't expect it all to be green, and so he went to town on that.
Yeah, it's fucking sick.
Yeah.
And then tell us about the charitable aspect.
It's fucking because it's so much. We've talked to so many artists about how rough it is on the road right now, and that merch is one of the only places that you can make some money for yourself, and you've taken that and are sharing some of it.
Well, you know, I'm not giving it all away.
No, no, for sure. But even just sharing it, when it's your only real revenue source.
Yeah, the hats are just going to go... The profits are going to go to shelters in each of the cities that we play in. So it's going to get split up. Won't be like crazy, but, you know, a little something everywhere. The long sleeve and the hoodies, 25% of that profit is going to True North Aid. Really cool.
Yeah, tell us about
company.
True North Aid.
They have two programs that we're donating to, but basically they're just supplying like Northern Indigenous communities with all the stuff that they need. Like something as normal as like coats and hats and mitts, but also like school supplies, tampons, everything you need. And then the tote bags, 30% of those are going to my friend's dad's company called Four Winds.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's been running that for like since I was little, since we were besties. And yeah, he does really good initiatives. He opens up shelters, crisis centers, but they also do really cool like longevity scheming plans for like the economy of certain First Nations and everything. So yeah, pretty cool stuff.
And that's is that just cool. at shows or is that if people order online?
So far it's just at shows, but we'll see what comes next.
Yeah.
Then I'm keeping the rest.
I was gonna say it's very middle butterfly of you with just a little touch of the last there as well. Yeah.
So we're a few hours away from your show in Calgary.
Yes, sir.
And you guys had a good night last night. Did you play
Starlight Room
we
last night?
Two nights ago was Starlight Room and it was epic. Long night, big night, fun night.
Yeah.
And then last night we went go-karting at the Edmonton Mall.
Nice.
Did some skirt and had fun and then got baked and went to bed early so that we could kick ass tonight.
Very nice. So do you guys have a routine before your shows?
Not a couple shots, a couple snacks, get fired up.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, easy peasy.
What's Christmas look like for you? We're pretty much on the doorstep now.
I don't know yet. Yeah. I don't know yet. Yeah.
You've still got a couple pretty busy weeks.
Last 2 years of Christmas, there was like bullshit with COVID and stuff. So me and my mans just like ordered fried chicken and got super fucked up both. Oh, I really hope his parents don't hear this. My parents won't be surprised. But fuck. Anyway. But, you know, we couldn't go anywhere, so we were doing what we wanted. But then this year I'm really thinking I might go back home, fly home quickly for the day and come back, see my niece and nephew. And
that's Shelburne, you mean?
Or you have not fried chicken. Yeah. Right outside Shelburne.
Okay, cool. Fried chicken's pretty tough to beat for a Christmas
Churches,
dinner.
Popeyes, or what's the KFC? What one's your favorite?
Well, I've never had Churches.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
we don't have Churches in... Are there Churches in Ontario?
There's Churches.
Oh, okay, yeah. We don't have any here.
I was going to say, we don't have any
here. No, we just got Popeyes like 3 years ago.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, I
like
guess
Popeyes.
That's more of a Toronto question.
Yeah, I like Popeyes.
Church's chicken really is the best.
I've heard good things.
They owe me money now.
Fried chicken craze is something to behold.
Oh, I love chicken. Yeah. I can't go more than a few weeks without chicken wings, for real. For real.
It's a long time for some people.
It's way too long. Way too long.
It's a weekly occurrence for most, right?
I used to be like twice a week. When I worked at the pubs, I worked at chicken wing spots, but
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, one of these days soon, we hope you get to play here at Bo's.
Yeah. And we can go out for chicken wings together.
Hell yeah, Bo's
has
killer
wings. Bo's are pretty special.
Talking about Bo's.
Yeah, man.
Alberta's the only place they do Wing Wednesday, which makes the most sense to me.
Wait, Wing Wednesday isn't across the board?
No.
What?
Ontario, it's usually Tuesdays.
Wait.
Tuesdays or Thursdays?
So when's Taco Day?
I don't know.
I feel like in the GTA, it was more about like every bar having a Wing Wednesday. And then they just started diverging into different days. I don't know.
You could go to like a Wing Day every day of the week if you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
I could do it. I could do that.
There's got to be an app for that.
Yeah.
Where is Wing Night?
Yeah. Probably is. If not, let's make it.
Okay, cool. Well, Ruby, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thanks for having me.
Much appreciated.
Thanks for hanging, guys. Can we get a round of applause from our live studio audience?
Hell yeah.
We should bring them back next
Wednesday.
The Road the Stage is produced by Ryan Cooley and Riley Sir Yin at the Communal Creative Studios in Red Deer, Alberta. In partnership with Go Services Inc., Sawback Brewing Co., Tourism Red Deer, and Bo's Bar and Stage.